You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Usman Khawaja has been drafted into Australia's one-day international squad for the first two matches against the West Indies after David Warner fractured his thumb. Warner was hit in the nets in Perth by Mitchell Johnson and has been ruled out of the opening matches with a minor fracture, offering Khawaja an opportunity. Khawaja made his ODI debut against Sri Lanka earlier in the summer, where he scored three runs before making way for more experienced players. He becomes a second replacement player in the squad after James Faulkner replaced Moses Henriques. Both Faulkner with four wickets and Khawaja with a half century performed well playing for the Prime Minister's 11 yesterday, which beat the West Indies by 23 runs in Canberra. The first ODI is on Friday at the Wacker, and the second game is 2 days later. Let's remind you of that ODI squad. As I've said, there's a couple of changes since it was first announced. Michael Clarke, the captain, George Bailey, Ben Cutting, Xavier Doherty, James Faulkner, Aaron Finch, Philip Hughes, Mitchell Johnson, Usman Khawaja, Glenn Maxwell, Clint Mackay, Mitchell Starc and Matthew Wade. South Africa will tour the Netherlands and play a one-day international as part of their preparations for the 2013 Champions Trophy in England and Wales. The squad will be in the Netherlands from the 26th of May to the 1st of June, and the ODI will be played on the 31st of May in Amstelveen, the first time Netherlands have hosted South Africa. The two sides have only previously met in World Cup competitions, South Africa winning in 1996, 2007 and 2011. The tour comes soon after Pakistan announced their plans to play ODIs in both Scotland and Ireland ahead of the Champions Trophy. Two Women's World Cup warm-up wins in 2 days proved beyond Pakistan as they were beaten by 5 wickets by the Odisha 11 in Cuttack. They were bowled out for 154 in 46.1 overs and finally beaten when the Odisha side closed on 155 for 5 in 48.5 overs. The match was the last of the scheduled warm-ups ahead of the tournament's opening match between hosts India and the West Indies on Thursday. Do check out cricketworld.com for team-by-team previews, previous tournament history and a whole lot more as the series gets underway.